think we're okay today. Wow. I guess the USB is fixed. Sort of. Oh. It's weird. Anyway, it works. I'm gonna take a bite from the sandwich. Peanut butter and strawberry. No pumpkin spice today. However, my coffee have a cinnamon. Lots of cinnamon. So what's happening? Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Monday. Why do you say innovation? Well, over the weekend, I thought about that. If everything would just say another thing I thought about this morning, which is called IKEA furniture standard, because everybody's got one. So everything's standard. Company would innovate, but it would be this. So, okay. At some point, they'd be like, how can we make this to do more? Right. If nobody's thinking about that, it would just be the same. We'd be riding horses, carriages on wheels, wooden wheels. Won't be cars. It won't be supercars. It definitely won't be EV cars. Right? Because somebody said, we need to go faster. How can I make this thing go faster and more comfortable at the same time? Innovations. No, if there's no productivity, there will be no innovation. If there's no innovation, there won't be productivity. It's like the, you know, the wall. If you don't eat your meat, you can't have your pudding. You can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat. Yeah, just like Bowen refers to that. Thought about like you know, if everybody laid back, nothing will get done. It has happened. Like companies I work for, everybody's just play video games or play the Bejeweled or play the solitaire at your desk. Pretend there's no productivity, there's no thinking, no pushing. Like, let's think of something, let's be creative and think of something. No. You just do this, do that, and here you go. Get paid. Bye. That's it. It just, like, oh. Right? And it's like being in the suburbs. It's like that, sort of. But you can innovate in the suburbs. They say, oh, it's all inspiring. You gotta live in the city. No, you don't. You can live in the country, be inspired. But it just really thinking about how can I make this thing better? Just like the way I cut my sandwiches. Now I can just done it. Didn't need toast. Didn't need to be toasted. Could have just spread peanut butter and strawberry. Just no, eat it cold. But no. Make it better. Like toasted, spread, just even amount. You complement with something else, like coffee with something else. And you cut the sandwiches. But it's presentable. Then you know what? Even though it's the same stuff, but you made it presentable, innovative, then when you eat it, it's like, tastes good, man. Tastes better than good. That's the thing to think about, like, in the future, we have to, I know there are a lot of people who innovate, but gotta push it harder because the top down is trying to push us down. It seems like, to me, it seems like the more they push down, the more, you know, innovative we got. But a lot of people I met, they're just like, yeah, we're going to be innovative. And then all of a sudden, like within, so, you know, last couple of years and even months, they're like, I give up. I'm like, oh, don't do that. Just keep going. Do something else and come back. Walk away. When you come back, you're refreshed. That's what you need to do. So there are a lot of people said it's hard to innovate. Yeah, sort of, but you can. There's so many ways. I mean, literally, in sitting in front of me is a screen with a web enabled internet. There's so many stuff. Maybe your innovation idea, someone thought about it, but shouldn't discourage you to not to do it. Right? But do it. See what happens. If people like it, like, hey, we found a new person. Hey, we found this new thing. It's always somebody looking for something new, even though it's old. But you need it so it's more modernized. So you sort of innovate to the next level. Of course, you got to keep doing it. Otherwise, people catch up. And what are you going to do? Complain?
You know, I was the one who thought about that. I was the first one who did it. And look at them, they were copying me. Like, that attitude.
And it would just destroy a person. I'm not talking about physically. It would just mentally, and it's not worth it. Right? If somebody did copy you, like, well, think about this. There are so many people probably think about the same thing. Probably influenced by the same. So, if somebody came on, okay, fine. Put them to theirs, onto mine. If I don't get traction, fine. I'll find something else to do. Find a different angle. And you know what? That's called innovation. I'm just, I don't know. From my point of view, it seems like there's not enough. There's some people doing it. Then everybody does. Copycats say, oh, I could do it better. Like, if the first YouTube, like, first person did a million viewers, everybody start copying, saying it's the same format. This is the same thing with the unbox thing, unbox therapy. They're not the first, but they're the first who got it going, right? But then everybody else followed and doing the same stuff, and I'm watching it, and
oh,
like, fell asleep. Sometimes I play those videos, and so because not only that, the person who's presenting doesn't have that. No, doesn't have this pizzazz. In the old days, we say pizzazz. Doesn't have that. Oh, doesn't have that drama that you created. It's fun to watch. Become monotonous, right? So I have to put them on, put that stuff, put me asleep. But there's just, so just crazy. Like all these music stuff, all these really cool things like 3D animations. The first couple ones I sing, oh, okay, tech. Then all of a sudden, everybody's doing it. Just, oh. Like, I mean, I guess it's cool. But there's just, it's the repeat of the other person's. Even though you did it your way, but it's repeat. Find something else, some other way. But you know what, everybody says, yeah, let's just do the minimum. Why? Because we get paid. So how do you think out of the box? It's tough thinking out of the box. It is. It's just, and you gotta have the drive for it. It's not the projects I did. Yeah, I had the drive for it, even though I wasn't invited into the project. I would just start it because I started using it. Then I realized, no, this is not right. It doesn't feel right. Like, just do something bugging me. I don't know what it is. Let me figure it out. Then I'll go into it, figure out everything, little thing by little. It's like, okay, just like taking a part of computer, like, and let me pull this apart. What does that do? If I pull it apart, if I pull it back, okay, it's this way. Well, what if I put half of it back? What does it do? Does it do anything? What if I pull a fan on it? What do we do? Will it cool it? You know, it just, you know, trying something. That's part of the process. The whole process of coming out with something. Let me break this down and pull it back and see what happens. See if I can pull it back. We'll see something that pull apart and see something. It's like, you really don't need that piece. But over here, we should have this piece. The stuff, yeah, it's copied. If you want to say it that way. Tons of people do that, right? Just say like car engines. The modern combustion engine. Who's the first person made that, right? Say a 4-cylinder. Who made that? Then became different valves, right? It was like two valves, then there's a four valves, and then there's turbo, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff, and now I don't even know what it is. Or something, there's a three cylinder rotary engine out there. I think it's by Toyota, not Mazda, I'm sorry. It's faster than 4-cylinder. Like, jeez, man. Somebody figured it out. It's like, we can do this better. You know? That, just for so many years, I think, even when the pandemic maybe got a little better because everybody's at home, so let me try something. But then, just like everything is just the same. Repeat. Before it was copied over, then totally change everything to make it even better. Now it's just copy. Preview. Innovative stuff. You know, only exceptions. Like few exceptions. They're like, yeah, we did. Yeah, we're gonna do something. It's totally different. Just on the cars. Like all the cars look the same. Well, can we make something else? A little different. The shape. It's funny. I was driving mom. You know, we go food shopping and stuff. And she sees something in the parking lot. It's like, oh, is that a Mercedes? I look at it. I was like, no, it's Honda. That's all the symbol. So it looks like Mercedes. Yeah. I was like, yeah, all of them look the same now. They use the mouse. The Apple Magic Mouse shape. That's the new aerodynamic thing. No, but you know, look at cars of 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Yeah, they will copy each other. But some were different. Now you can tell. It's like, oh, this is different. Very few. Say, hey, let's do it this way. I mean, look at the phones you have. So saying it's the same slab, flat pancake, or a piece of chocolate, like a chocolate package, chocolate shape. This flat. No, other than flip phones. Okay, but we flip over the same stuff. That part I can see. Like, okay, user interface. You need that screen. That's the way we made internet. So you can't really change them. But did somebody make some other phones? Like the... There are a few, just one or two. I know they made a camera there, but didn't work out. So yeah, some of the stuff at some point, when it gets to that point, it's like, this is it. Like you cannot innovate. Like the wheel, can't innovate, can't make it square. I mean, you can make different materials. You've seen the ones they use in space, or they are going to use for space travel on planet, different like moons, Mars. It's got holes in it. It's not rubber tires, it's something else. But it's still a wheel, still round. It still has a attachment to the center where it spins. That you cannot change. So, like phones, screen, yeah. Well, everybody uses that because the internet is that size. The movie is the media is that size. So you can't change it. But you can change other things. So pre-pandemic, I saw so many cool phones. I saw like these ones with like cameras that just pop up on the back. I'm like, this is great. Well, for people who want security, they don't want to face, you know, what I need to do a selfie for. But after a while, I was like, no, we're not going to do that. Everybody went with that indent. Cameras on all the time. Who made that happen, right? Just, I need Should it be changed? Yeah, so it's something to think about. I won't say it's easy. It's tough. Most of the time, you do innovative stuff. You're copying something from the past. But you can't think of that way. I think, oh, I'm just copying somebody. It's like, okay, copies. I'm like repeating myself. Copy something, but make it better. That's it. Innovative. Music? Oh, forget it. Things being tried. Still, we're going back to the old days. Old stuff. Yeah, right now we're listening to a Golden Project. I've listened to it for a long time. Right now, I'm on the drive and looking at all the trucks, and they look the same. There's one electric Audi R8, looks like the other car. Another manufacturer. Well, shape's a little bit different, but it's the same stuff. So there are things he cannot change, but there are things he can. How do we get out of the standard current luxury car shape? Like I said, the magic mouse look. How do we get out of there? Do we go back to square? Who knows? You know, I'm looking at the Toyota GR86. It looks like a Z3. A lot. I mean, really. Porsche, it looks like Porsche shaped. It's got that same different car, but if you look at everything, it's just the same. So there are certain things you cannot change. But how do you make it? Why don't you, if you look at the new Porsche 911, then you think about something. There's a Japanese guy in Japan. There's two guys. One of them, forgot his name. The other one, I forgot his name too. But his brand is RWB. I mean, that's different. Like when you see it, it's like, oh, this is different. But I have seen another guy who took the square. In cars, and he did it with a Porsche, and Porsche didn't like it. He's like, no, that's not our car. Our car's round. It's like, and his thought was that, Porsche was made from the Beetle. The first one's 356, and the 911 came later. It was changing the shape a little bit from 356. It's all round. It's never perfectly straight. Other than the 80s one, there's one, I think it's 22. Can't remember. I have a friend had those. It's a hatchback. It's like a economy hatchback. That's only one. See, it's still round. It's not flat. So this guy did a flat, exactly what Nissan did with the GTRs. Like, they were just like, what? This is not Porsche. And I was like, yeah, this is Porsche. Like, oh man. I saw it the first time. I'm like, whoa, dude, you're going to get sued. But no, hey, try something different. They did. It was fun. I mean, I don't know. Didn't get sued, but Porsche couldn't get parts for a Porsche. He had to go aftermarket. He said, it's fine. You just take a Porsche engine or the new ones, pull it back together, add some parts here and there, and then fill the car. So, yes, yeah, it's a strange business. Just like the, I'm looking at camera thing. You know, for a while that everybody had the mini size, just a bar with a thing front. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the old school stuff came back. But it hasn't changed that much. If it was digital, it's not much. Only a few companies I can see, they had a, well, and then it's not really a camera. It's like video camera. So, okay, that's Singapore, sort of. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to do it, but here's another one in Dubai, the Moon Resort. So they make this huge globe and they project images. Into the globe. So it looks like, it can look like anything. Incredible stuff, right? Who would make a hotel like a moon? With the moon on top. But then, you know, look at Las Vegas. They got a pyramid. Well, made up mirror. Like, wow. They got a whole Paris thing. Yeah. That's fine. It's not like, oh. So we don't know. I don't know what the next innovative stuff will be. Can we make this better? Imagine somebody made a GPU that just doesn't require vent, doesn't require any heat pipes or nothing. It's just a chip and it will cool itself. Now that would be, but it, now what is copy, still the shape and everything is copied to make it work. But it will be something to see. Like, that's a piece of board, that's it. And with something on top. Pretty thin piece. And you ask the person, how's it made? Like, it grabs the cold on subspace. Like, what? See, that would be innovative. That would be like, what? How did you figure that out? You know? Would that be calm? No. Would that be like, what's that thing called? Quantum? Literally. I mean, it's quantum computing there. I mean, if you grab, you send your heat source into south space to keep everything cool. Imagine having a computer like that. It's like, where did he go? Like, man, I don't feel any heat. And a lot of people say, oh, crap. Damn it. I was counting on the computer to have heat for the winter time. No, to warm up the room a little bit. Yeah, it's just, whew. You know, I constantly look at designs and all of that stuff, all the good stuff. Just, I think we at a point, just everything, just, it's the same. It's just same thing with coffee. You can go Starbucks. You can go chain. You can go anywhere. Before it was slightly different. You went to this coffee shop. They made something a little different. This one makes something a little different. But now all of them have pumpkin spice. I can't have something else. Pumpkin, something else. No, that's what we got. We can make it iced. Oh. We can make it this. It's like, no. It's the same. Like burger. You'll get a burger. It's the same burger everywhere. Yeah, we'll flame boil this. Well, so does the Burger King. But we're real meat. Okay. So just repetitious. So it became sort of mundane, like everything. No, then I thought about that for a long time. Did we put ourselves into that position where you just go to coffee shop, you just go to this restaurant, you go to work, and that's it, this cycle. Boring cycle. Just keep going. Just nothing exciting. So I started doing some weird stuff. Like, you know, people go to dinner with someone. Some people. They order, like, you know, dinner. And I'll be like, guess how, you got any breakfast? I said, what do you eat breakfast at dinner? I said, why can't I eat breakfast at dinner? You know, they're all drinking something alcoholic. I'm like, no, have water instead. Just different way of thinking. Like, do I need to conform? Do I want to conform today? And maybe you just want. Some people say it's rebellious. It's not really rebellious. Just you're sick of it. Sick of the mundane stuff. Just repeat. Just like this, my podcast. It just repeats. And the music repeats. Just everybody's talking about the same stuff. You gotta think of something. I think of something else to talk about. No, the good thing is that I said my podcast, just anything goes, because I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But most of the time, if you listen to it from the beginning, I go to the website. So I'm talking about somebody else's stuff, basically. Like, here's a good one I thought about, want to talk about, but didn't do it yet, but I will do it now. House of Dragons. Good show. Maybe. Like it. I don't care. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Whatever. Poof. It's not about that. The King. Paddy Cousin Day. He was in the Bourne, right? He was in the movie Bourne. Which one was it? He was the reporter. Holy cow. Not there. Can't see it. The Bourne Ultimatum, right? Simon Ross is the guy. Search him and my images. Search Sam Rockwell. I swear to God, these two are brothers. Search the image of these two guys. So I thought the King was Sam Rockwell. Then it was like, then he started talking, like, okay, that's the other guy. Oh, that's the guy who's born. Holy cow, man. 5 years difference. He's 5 years younger than Sam. Swear to God, they look the same. But is it boring? Or is it innovative? How many people talk about this? Like, did you know that this person looks like the other person? I don't know. Hopefully it's not boring. I don't know. Actually, I don't care. I don't know. Is it boring or not? I just get that stuff out of my head. Right? But I notice things like that. But that's not the first thing. I want to know. Princess. Who played the princess? Millie Alcock. I just want to know how tall she is. She looks tiny, you know, TV show. I know they put boots on her and I'm like, no, she's kind of short. So I found out it was like 5'5". Oh, that's not bad. That's nice. But the queen's actually shorter than princess. Like, how's that possible? Did they chain 1 inch off? Like, did they put heels on her? Okay, maybe. But the angle, like one thing I've seen the angle, like they were in pretty much the same shoes, but Millie's sitting on the incline, high point of incline, and the queen Emily sitting lower part incline, and they're the same height. I'm like, wait a second, that's like no way. And I look at the height, I'm like, no, something's wrong. I think she's probably 5'2", whoever the website's saying 5'5". Nah, I don't think so. She's 5 feet tall, man. Tiny people. I have lots of friends like that. Tiny people. 5 feet tall. Crazy. Like, it's not camera trick. I know camera tricks. That's not it. I don't know. FPR says you like the show. Yeah, dude, I like it. I don't know what's going on with these people. Sucks. Oh, the beginning. Oh, the intro. Like, who cares? I like it. It's a lot better than the rest of stuff. Now the Star Wars stuff is on out. It wasn't that great. And then Star Trek thing. New one came out. It started good, but then it sort of went rather watch the old stuff, old Star Treks. More interesting. So that's gone. Those two are gone. What else to watch? I don't know. Man, it's nothing new. It's just people who like this stuff like it. So it's a repetition of this too. You think over time. The previous one will be like Xena the Warrior. No, it's all back in those times. Then you think about it, all these shows go way back. They will follow a pattern. Like, it's crazy. When you think about it, same thing with space shows. I started watching a Battlestar Galactica, the original one. Like, you know, there is something in the show was carry over to Star Trek and Star Wars. It was just kind of moved over, or maybe they were copy Star Wars, but there's or Star Trek or something. The original series. It just like, buggy. Something's bugging me about that. It's still good entertainment, but that's why I see it. That is it. The Rings of Power, that's another one. I like that one too. And Star Wars is supposed to have Andor coming. So I'm waiting for that. Andor is Pinocchio. Maybe. Medieval. That's a movie. What's the medieval stuff coming out lately? What's going on with the political world? What's the upper hand want us to do? Do they want us to rise up with our swords and fight each other? Like, do the play battle? No, man. I don't want that. Can we have a JDM? You know, not Grand Theft Auto, but can we everybody drive a JDM on the street and just start drifting? Like, you have to drift to make a turn. If you don't drift, you get caught. Cops would give you a ticket. It's like, why? It's like, you're going straight. You're supposed to go sideways. Well, that would be fun. Sort of. Yeah, because there would be people who cannot do it. They just laugh. No. Why not? So, I don't know. All these movie TV shows is good to watch, but just repeat. And then we can binge watch, which is also a bad thing. You can just watch the whole thing, but then it's a good thing. Just like, let me get rid, just watch the whole thing, get rid of the commercials and just watch it for like 3 hours, like a mini movie. And it's like, all right, done. Come back in a month or so. Okay. Anyway, anything else to say? I have nothing else to say because it's very boring today. I feel boring today, other than the peanut butter and strawberry sandwich. It's good. Even the iPhone 14, I watched the whole presentation. Okay. Nice. So, same size and everything. It's still this soap bar, not soap bar, but just the slab. Have they thought about, say, can we take this camera and then reset it back in? Make the whole thing flat and back. Flat. No, maybe put a screen. It's the camera thing module. Pull on the side of it, just go straight bar. It's like, there's a preview. It's like, no, we're just gonna keep it like this. This is it. One thing I didn't like about Apple after Steve passed away, it's there. Yes, they innovate some of the stuff. It's just repeat. They like to repeat, or they ran out of ideas. something. I don't know. They're falling. A lot of my friends were on Mac. All of them start buying Windows machines, but they're building one. It's like, I don't need to spend $8,000. Like, I spent $2,000 on this new machine. And I'd say 1/4 of it is from previous machine. I just carried over. So it's roughly $2,000. No, it does the same stuff as Mac Pro. Like, why do I need to spend $8,000 for a Mac Pro? That doesn't make sense. So a lot of my friends moved over, and they said Windows alone got a lot better installation and all the stuff, less trouble. So everybody's going back to Windows. Amazing. I mean, there are still people who love Macs, and I'd say some of the Mac things they do, yeah, it's like media, it's very media driven, and it works in the industry. So I was like, yeah, some of the stuff you gotta do on Mac, you can't change it to Windows. But I haven't seen anything super new on anybody. Other than Fantech, this case, I guess, that this is sort of innovative compared to others. Because the aluminum casing, I didn't think about this. I was like, oh, wait a second, the aluminum casing actually takes the heat out of the whole system. I mean, it sort of stores it, but it dissipates. So it's actually better than the other ones. We have to put like extra fans on it, just blow out. That's why you don't need that many fans. It works. Works great. I don't know. Maybe in the future, I have something completely different. But at this point, I'm just seeing just one company is copying the other company, like tech, as in tech. Like, we made it thinner. Like, so it's like it's the same stuff or not the same stuff? What is it? Let's see, Mac Studio. That's the one. So 10 core, I have an 8 core with a 16. So it's close to 10 core and 16, 24 core GPU. Whatever, this base model is $2,000. What kind of graphics does it have? Neural engine. Okay. I mean, yeah, maybe it's a little faster or something. Maybe not. Well, I don't know. But I got Founders Edition. NVIDIA Founders Edition. You know, I got that. It's great. It's fast. I don't know. A lot of people who I know, they tested Mac Studio things. It's not even worth it. Better off getting Mac Mini. The house frog is going nuts. I want food. The thing's exploded. Yeah. Don't need no food. Chill out. Yeah, everybody said, I'm looking at the Mac Mini. So better off getting a Mac Mini. M1 chip, if you want. Intel chip. When's the Intel chip more expensive than an M1 chip? Strange. Oh, that, I know. But so we'll select that. I have 32 gig memory. So there's an option for that. Like mini 2 terabytes. So add it up. Final Cut, Logic Pro, or already got that. It's up to $2,000. So why do I want to spend on this where I cannot change anything? I do have an external GPU box. You can plug a graphics card to it, but why do that? Why not just to build a machine that's on the GPU thing, external GPU box size, and call it a day? Well, that's what happened. It's amazing. Like, didn't Apple did not innovate? Some people are what they will argue the Mac Pro. Oh, they got a cute new case and stuff. But no. Other than that new case with the whoever designed it. Other than that one, it just, eh. Even the new iMac. Oh, we love it. It's color. Like, no. There's some flaws with that system. I put Air. The only innovative thing I thought was M1 chip or the M2 chip. It's pretty expensive, but MacBook Air with M2 chip, that's not bad. No. That I won't mind getting if I'm doing something on the road. Yeah, like, okay, this makes sense. But even when I add up all the stuff, it's 2,500. Jeez. And charge too much. AirPod Max. It was one of our Beats became AirPods. Some of my audiophile friends said, yeah, it's okay. It's like, it's nothing compared to the hi-fi style we got. It's, no. Now, some of these guys have, they have, that's a weird thing. They AD, digital to analog, analog to digital, whatever that converter unit, it's battery charged. Power, it's like a power amp, and they bring their own like audio file headphones with them, or they use the Wi-Fi things, dongle, the Bluetooth dongle. They say it's so much better than getting this. I mean, they're okay with it, but they don't like some parts. It's easy to break. I'm like, what? Really? Like, that's not right. Like, how's easy break? Just so this is what happens. I say, oh, we're the greatest, we're doing this, but that innovative person left the building. That's what you get. You get the same stuff every year. What looks similar, is flat. Some people are comfortable with that, like getting the same burgers everywhere, getting the same coffee from Starbucks everywhere. But it's boring. So anyway, this is the end of the show. So just, you know, be innovative, but you don't have to go way out, but just try something a little different, like something you do, but don't, no, hurt yourself. Try something different, a different way of thinking. Start a trend. Who knows? You might like it. It's really about you. You like it. and say, yeah, keep doing this. But for anybody else, if they want to join in and say, this is how you do it. Change your perspective on things. That's what it is. Look at it. Look at things differently. I look at anything. Like, I look at my coffee. It's on my left. Why don't I go to the left and then look at my coffee on the right? It sounds stupid, but sometimes, you know what? It's the concept. That's what. Once you get that concept, like, you know, you're going to start looking at things a little different. Like, why do I need to conform? And that's the point of innovation. It's like, get out of the conform. Get out of it. Get out of that box. Get a new box. Even look like crap, who cares? It's something different. So anyway, have a wonderful Monday. My jaw is really tight today. No idea why, but who cares? Anyway, enjoy the Monday. Have a wonderful Monday. Pumpkin spice yourself out if you want, or you don't. Go ask the barista. Let me put some mint in it. Or maybe it will taste good. Who knows? Right? Mint syrup with pumpkin spice. So if you get sick, yeah, I'm not responsible. Anyway, have a wonderful Monday. It's September 12th, 2022. Have a great day. And I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.